And he would always talk about the darkies over on Kaiser Ridge, and a lot of them worked at his sawmill. And so really they called them darkies a lot. And, but they never, I never heard them refer to as black.
Any sort of joking words or that white people would use?
Well, don't, seems like I've heard they say, what is it, jigs or coons,
yeah.
I think.
I've heard that.
Well, don't,
I think
like I've heard.
Okay, you say, but you or me wouldn't be called black, would be.
What now?
What, how would you refer to your own race?
White.
Okay, any other words for that?
Caucasian, I believe.
Okay. What about
what?
Someone who's one parent's black and the other parent's white? Would you have a name for that?
Mulatto? I've heard it, a red, you know. Oh, don't they call them mulattoes or mulattoes?
Mulatto? I've heard it.
You don't
red.
Call them half-breeds, do you? That's Indians. I don't know other than that.
You don't call
I think
them
I've heard mulatto.
Uh-huh.
What about, would you know, this would be, well, you know, a long time ago, but any words that Negroes would use for white people that they worked for?
Master, I think, would have been one of the main things.
Okay. Anything else?
Master. Maybe mister.
Okay. The person who presides over a county court would be called the
judge.
Okay. And someone who goes to school.
Student or pupil.
What's the difference? Well, okay, say if you were talking about college, what would you say?
A student. I think of student as being either high school or college, and I think of pupil as being elementary, you know.
Student.
Okay. And, say a man on the stage would be an actor, a woman would be an
actress.
Okay. And, say, you have some white people who aren't very well off and who haven't had a chance at education and so forth, but they don't much seem to care, you know, they're just sort of lazy.
Well, some people call them white trash.
Okay.
Or poor whites.
Okay. And what about someone who lives out in the country and doesn't get into town
poor
much?
White.
When he does go into town, everybody notices him. And
well, like a country hunk or a hillbilly or...
Okay.
I'm guessing.
And,
country
what about...
Hunk or hillbilly or...
Are you familiar with any other terms like that, referring to, you know, different types of people?
Well, for say a city dude.
Okay.
That's what we used to say, he's a city dude.
Well,
that's, I can't think of anything else.
You ever heard of Hoosier?
No.
Hoosier?
That's, I can't think of
Hoosier.
No, not really. I don't think I have.
Okay.
No.
And say if you were at a party, you looked at your watch and saw it's around 11:30 or so, you say, well, we'd better be getting home. It's, what, midnight? It's...
You mean it's nearly midnight? Or?
Okay. Would you say something like, you know, nigh on to midnight or pretty near midnight?
Nearly midnight.
I say pretty near midnight a lot of times, but I never say near on to.
Okay. And
I say
pretty
near.
Say if it was icy outside and you were walking and you say, well, it's really slippery out there. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I like
to slid down.
Okay. And say someone's waiting for you to get ready and calls out and asks you if you'll be ready soon. You might say, well, I'll be with you in.
I'll be ready in a minute.
Okay. Or in just
a little while.
Okay. And say if you're going to Nashville or someplace and you know you're on the headed in the right direction, but you're not sure of the distance. You might ask someone how
far is it?